I don't know about expectations, Patrick, as so much as questions. You know, for us, we are hearing only from former officials, two top officials from USA Gymnastics who were forced out, and former Michigan State University President Luana Simon, who resigned under pressure after Larry Nassar was convicted of sexual abuse and child pornography. And my question is, and in particular with Luana Simon, but you know, with all of them, what are they going to say? You know, we know that the senators are going to ask questions like, who knew what and when? How high up did this go? And these are also questions that are being pursued by criminal investigators. So will Luana Simon and the others assert their Fifth Amendment privilege against self-incrimination? Will Luana Simon in particular continue with what she said when she was forced out of office, which that basically this scandal had become politicized and she was just the fall person? Or will she, you know, come in, you know, with a more contrite tone? And that's what I'll be looking for.
And that's an interesting point because we know what she said in that resignation letter. So in some ways, there's a theme that's already been established.
Right, that she has insisted that while this was tragic, the university did nothing wrong on her watch, that people high up at the university were not aware that this was going on, that they were not informed. The Nassar victims say otherwise, that they say that they complained and their complaints were ignored. And if they didn't make their way up, then they certainly should have. You know, should point out that one of the people who's going to be doing the questioning today is Senator Gary Peters of Michigan, and he and Debbie Stabenow and a Senate Republican have sponsored a bill that basically it's a Title IX overhaul. Title IX is the federal program that's supposed to ensure against gender discrimination in educational, sports, and academics. And what they want to do is they want to adopt a law that says, well, you know what? If someone does complain like this, it should make it all the way to the top. And so I think we can expect some questions, you know, along those lines as well.
You did have an opportunity yesterday to speak with Senator Peters. What was some of the information that you kind of gleaned and you tucked away that may come up today when his turn comes to questioning Luana Simon?
Well, he said that you know that they're still, you know, pulling together their questions, and of course, the questions that he gets to ask depend a lot on whether or not they're asked by you know, other senators before him. Not that that necessarily will stop a United States senator. But you know, you would adjust accordingly. I think the central question keeps coming back to who was aware of these complaints, how high up did that information travel, and when did it arrive there, and where did it stop? You know, why did it reach a particular level and go no further if that's in fact what happened? And if it made it to the very top, why did no one act on it?
So we have a president who has resigned here. The university is really being questioned here at the highest level. She's no longer in control. But my question here is, did Michigan State send a delegation? Is there still a support system in place there as she prepares to go before the Senate today?
Well, as you pointed out, she's the former president. Certainly, Michigan State has someone here to watch what's going on. But this is really up to Luana Simon and her attorney what she's going to say. And from my contacts at Michigan State, they're wondering as much as anyone else what you know, what might come out of her mouth at this hearing.
So there's a bigger story at play here that we may have a much larger story at the end of the day, is what you're saying.
Oh, you might. And, you know, let's not forget that Luana Simon and the former USA Gymnastics officials are here under subpoena, that they you know, this is not someplace they want to be.
Rick Pluta, State Capitol Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Thank you so much.
Oh, always a pleasure, Patrick.